Brother Hansen from Truth Alive Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We're at the 40th chapter and we're plowing right through. Let's start with verse 1. And Jeremiah remains in Judah. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord after Nebuchadnezzar, captain of the bodyguard. Captain of the bodyguard, had released him from Ramoth when he had taken him bound in chains among all the exiles of Jerusalem and Judah who were being exiled to Babylon. Now, the captain of the bodyguard had taken Jeremiah and said to him, "The Lord your God promised this calamity against this place. And the Lord has brought it on and done just as he promised, because you people sinned against the Lord." This is the Babylonians telling the Jews, "You sinned, and this is what you get." And this is how it goes when you sin against your God. And the Lord had brought it on just as he promised, because you people sinned against the Lord and did not listen to his voice. Therefore, this thing has happened to you. Imagine that. The sinners telling, the less righteous telling you why you're receiving such a punishment. "But now, behold, I am freeing you today from the chaos and from the chains which are on your hands. If you would prefer to come with me to Babylon, come along, and I will look after you. But if you would prefer not to come with me to Babylon, never mind. Look, the whole land is before you. Go wherever it seems good and right for you to go." As Jeremiah was still not going back, he said, "Go on back then to Gedaliah, the son of Jehoiakim, the son of Shaphan, whom the king of Babylon has appointed over the cities of Judah, and stay with him among the people, or else go anywhere it seems right for you to go." So the captain of the bodyguard gave him a ration and a gift and let him go. He let him go. He let Jeremiah go. Now, these chapters we're about to read, these six chapters, cover the events following Jerusalem, following the Jerusalem fall to Babylon. The Babylonian commander, who did not know God, acknowledged that God had given the Babylonians victory. It is strange when people recognize that God exists and does miracles, but still they do not personally accept him. Knowing God is more than knowing about him, but you have to know him personally, don't you? Jeremiah was free to go anywhere he wanted to go in Babylon. In Babylon, he would have had great comfort and power in Judah. He would continue to face hardship. In Babylon, Jeremiah would have been favored by the Babylonians, but hated by the Judean exiles. In Judah, he would have remained poor, unwanted, but the Judean remnant would know he was not a traitor. But Jeremiah returned to Judah. And then Jeremiah went to Mizpah to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, stayed with him among the people who were left in the land. Now all the commanders of the forces that were in the field, they and their men, heard that the king of Babylon had appointed Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the land, and that he had put him in charge of the men, women, and children, those of the poorest of the land who had not been exiled to Babylon. So they came to Gedaliah at Mizpah, along with Ishmael, the son of Nethanai, and Johanan, and Jonathan, the sons of Kareah, and Syria, the son of Tanhumith, and the sons of Ephi, the Netophathite, and Jezaniah, the son of Ma'akarathite, both they and their men. Then Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, swore to them and their men, saying, "Do not be afraid of serving the Chaldeans. Stay in the land and serve the king of Babylon, that it may go well with you. Now, as for me, behold, I am going to stay at Mizpah to stand for you before the Chaldeans who come to us. But as for you, gather in wine and summer fruit and oil, and put them in your storage vessels, and live in your cities that you have taken over. Likewise, also, all the Jews who were in Moab, and among the sons of Ammon, and in Edom, and who were in all of the other countries, heard that the king of Babylon had left a remnant for Judah, and that he had appointed over them Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan. Then all the Jews returned from all the places to which they had been driven away, and came to the land of Judah, to Gedaliah at Mizpah, and gathered in wine and summer fruit in great abundance. Now Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all of the commanders of the forces that were in the field came to Gedaliah at Mizpah and said to him, "Are you well aware that Baalis, the king of the sons of Ammon, has sent Ishmael, the son of Nethanai, to take your life?" But Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, did not believe them. Then Johanan, the son of Kareah, spoke secretly to Gedaliah in Mizpah, saying, "Let me go and kill Ishmael, the son of Nethanai, and not a man will know. Why should he take your life? So that all the Jews who are gathered to you would be scattered, and the remnant of Judah would perish." But Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, said to Johanan, the son of Kareah, "Do not do this thing, for you are telling a lie about Ishmael." Now, this is quite interesting. Gedaliah appointed Mizpah. Well, first of all, Jeremiah was free to go anywhere in Babylon that he wanted to go. He'd have great comfort and power, but he decided to stay in Judah. And Mizpah was where he went, was a few miles north of Jerusalem, not thoroughly destroyed by the Babylonians. Mizpah served as a refuge after the destruction of Jerusalem. Gedaliah appointed governor of Judah, by the Chaldeans, foolishly ignored the warning of assassination. Ishmael, in the line of David, may have been angry that he had been passed over for leadership. This is similar to the chaotic political situation that Ezra and Nehemiah faced when they returned to rebuild the temple and the city, to return to rebuild the temple and the whole city. Now, in the seventh month, Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Elishama, of the royal family, and one of the chief officers of the king, along with 10 men, came to Mizpah to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam. While they were eating bread together there in Mizpah, Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and the 10 men who were with him arose and struck down Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphat, with the sword, and put to death the one whom the king of Babylon had appointed over the land. Ishmael had also struck down all of the Jews who were with him, that is, with Gedaliah at Mizpah, and the Chaldeans who were found there, the men of war, he struck those down. Now, it happened on the next day after killing of Gedaliah, when no one knew about it, that 80 men came from Shechem, from Shiloh, and from Samaria, with their herds shaved off and their clothes torn and their bodies gashed, having grain offerings and incense in their hands to bring to the house of the Lord. Then Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, went out from Mizpah to meet them, weeping as he went. And as he met them, he said to them, "Come to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam." Imagine that. The 80 men, came from three cities of the northern kingdom to worship in Jerusalem. Ishmael probably killed them for the money and food they were carrying, without a king, with no law, and no loyalty to God. Judah was subjected to complete anarchy, actually. There was nobody there to make sure things went right. Yet it turned out that as soon as they came inside the city, Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and the men who were with him, slaughtered them, cast him into the cistern. Can you imagine that? Threw him into the sewer. But 10 men who were found among them said to Ishmael, "Do not put us to death, for we have stores of wheat, barley, and honey hidden in the fields." So he refrained and did not put them to death along with their companions. Now as for the cistern where Ishmael had cast all the corpses of the men whom he struck down because of Gedaliah, it was the one that King Asa had made on account of Baasha, king of Israel. Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, filled it with the slain. Then Ishmael took captive all the remnant of the people who were in Mizpah, and the king's daughter, his daughters actually, and all the people who were left in Mizpah, whom Nebuzaradan, the captain of the bodyguard, had put under the charge of Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam. Thus, Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, took them captive and proceeded to cross over to the sons of Ammon. He was going to take over the whole business. But Johanan, the son of Korea, and all the commanders of the forces that were with him heard of all this evil that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, had done. So they took all the men and went to fight with Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and they found him by the great pool that is in Gibeon. Now, as soon as all the people who were with Ishmael saw Johanan, the son of Korea, and the commanders of the forces that were with him, they were glad. So all the people whom Ishmael had taken captive from Mizpah turned around and came back and went to Johanan, the son of Korea. But Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, escaped from Johanan with 8 men and went to the sons of Ammon. Then Johanan, the son of Korea, and all of the commanders of the forces that were with him, took from Mizpah and all the remnant of the people whom he had recovered from Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, after he had struck down Gedaliah, the son of Ahiakim, that is, the men who were soldiers, the women, the children, and the eunuchs whom he had brought back from Gibeon. And they went and stayed in Jeruth, Chimham, which is beside Bethlehem, in order to proceed to Egypt, because of the Chaldeans, for they were afraid of them, since Ishmael the son of Nethaniah had struck down Gedaliah the son of Ahiakim, whom the king of Babylon had appointed over the land. So it was a chaotic fight, but they were fighting each other, just like they're doing right now. Nothing's changed. It's like everything is the same as it was. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. And write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.